This edition of Kosher Tidbits is about dried fruit. Dried fruit at first glance, kashrus-wise, appears to be an innocuous item. However, that is not the case. One kashrus issue that arises with dried fruits is the possible presence of insects. This topic has garnered quite a bit of public attention recently. The Rambam writes that before consumption, there's an obligation to check produce prone to insect infestation that develops while a fruit or vegetable is attached to the ground. However, once 12 months have elapsed after harvest, the fruit or vegetable may be eaten without an obligation to inspect beforehand. This position of the Rambam is based on two premises. The first, that there is an obligation to check produce that expectedly develops infestation during its growth stage, and the second, that a distinction can be made once 12 months have elapsed from the time of harvest. The sources for both these assumptions are two Gemaras in Maseches Chulin. Chazal refer to a kind of fruit, tamri dekada, as being permitted to eat after 12 months. This fruit was assumed to regularly contain insects, with the life expectancy of those insects less than a year. However, after the passing of 12 months, any insects present during the growth stage were assumed to have been reduced to dust. Chazal also teach us that there is a distinction between infestation that develops in produce while attached to the ground and post-harvest. Insects generated in a fruit or vegetable after harvesting are permitted until the insect leaves the fruit or vegetable. This is because until the insects have left the fruit or vegetable, the insect is not considered to have the status of a sheretz ha'aretz, since it has not yet considered to have moved on the ground. However, if an insect develops on a fruit or vegetable while attached to the ground, or is generated on a detached fruit or vegetable and then clearly leaves, the insect obtains a forbidden status. This is so even if the insect that once developed on a detached fruit or vegetable eventually turns back after it clearly left. Even so, not all authorities agreed with the Rambam's position. The Rush required a cursory inspection of fruits even after the passing of 12 months post-harvest. This was accomplished by glancing and removing any insects noticed on and between the fruits, or by placing fruits intended for cooking initially into water to cause those with perforations or holes to rise to the top, and for any insects present to separate from the fruits. The purpose of this exercise was to ensure the removal of an insect that may have developed in a fruit within 12 months after harvest, but could have clearly left the fruit only to later return. The opinion of the Rosh is a position accepted by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Nevertheless, many communities maintained a practice of not conducting any inspection prior to eating dried fruits, even within 12 months. The Chasam Sofer attempted to reconcile this practice in situations where the infestation was assumed to have developed post-harvest, and the frequency of infestation occurred in a minority of samples. In this circumstance, the fruits are established as permitted after harvesting with a cheskas heter. Despite the fact that infestation can develop in storage, the Chasam Sofer reasoned that it is not necessary to be concerned with an event that occurs the minority of the time with a fruit that has an established cheskas heter. Even before the Chasam Sofer's time, this question was addressed by other halachic authorities. The Taz writes that it is permitted to eat dried fruits without inspection beforehand based on a sfek seka, a double doubt. The rationale is as follows. Firstly, there is an initial uncertainty whether the dried fruit houses any insect. Secondly, even if an insect is present in the fruit, there is a second doubt that perhaps the insect has not yet left its natural habitat and is still permitted. Nevertheless, some questioned the validity of the Taz's conclusion. The Minchas Yaakov points out that according to the opinion of the Rush, some sort of inspection method should be required to check for insects, which although may have developed post-harvest, still could have left the fruit, obtained forbidden status, and then return. Similarly, the Shach writes that a Sfek Sveka is not relied upon in its circumstance where it may be investigated and clarified. In this particular case, it should be possible to check dried fruits and superfluous to rely on two Svekos, two doubts. The Prima Gadim explains that according to the Taz, one may rely on a Sfek Sveka even in a situation where the two uncertainties can be clarified, just not easily. Therefore, there is no contradiction to the Taz from the Rosh's opinion, since the application of a Sfek Sveka would depend on whether the fruits can be effectively checked by simply placing them in water briefly, or if a careful visual inspection in sunlight would be required. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim writes that it is still a laudatory chumrah to check dried fruits, even though it may not be required, strictly speaking. However, there are instances when properly checking produce may be exceedingly difficult. In those instances, Shlomo Kluger writes in Tuv Tam Vadas that when assessing if inspection is necessary, one may rely on a Sfek Sveka, a double doubt, to obviate the necessity of checking if the procedure is very burdensome and onerous. Although, in addition to sun drying, dried fruit may also be mechanically dried, it is assumed that there is no potential concern of shared utilities between kosher and non-kosher. However, there are other potential cautious concerns with additives that could possibly be added to dried fruits. For example, dried apples can be treated with stearates, dried bananas can be fried in oil, cranberries and cherries might be infused with flavoring and coloring agents, and raisins sometimes are oil-coated. It is for this reason that unless dried fruit is declared as free of additives, a reliable hechsher should be required. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.